I'm Dorian Jones in Turkey, where the Turkish government has announced restrictions on Israeli trade while flights have been suspended to Israel. The move comes in the aftermath of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's AK Party's worst electoral defeat, in which the opposition targeted ongoing trade with Israel, as condemnation grows over Israel's war against Hamas. Turkish Airlines announced it will not resume flights to Israel until March next year. Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan announced sanctions on Israel Monday after he claimed aid deliveries to Gaza were blocked by Israel.
We have submitted our request to join this aid operation with cargo planes belonging to our Air Force. We learned today that our request, which had been approved by Jordanian authorities, was rejected by Israel. There can be no excuse to Israel preventing our attempt to send aid from the air to our Gazan brothers who are fighting hunger. In response to this situation, we have decided to take a series of new measures against Israel.
Bu durum karşısında biz de İsrail'e yönelik bir dizi yeni tedbir almayı kararlaştırdık.
Ankara has banned the export to Israel of 54 products, including aviation fuel, steel and cement. Fidan said the export ban would remain in force until Israel declares a ceasefire and allows unhindered aid deliveries. Israel's foreign minister, Israel Katz, condemned the Turkish moves, accusing Ankara of supporting Hamas and warned of retaliation. The trade restrictions come amidst growing domestic criticism of Turkey's ruling AK Party's stance of condemning Israel's war on Hamas but maintaining trade relations, which the opposition claims supports the Israeli military. Soli Özel teaches international relations at Istanbul's Kara Has University.
The pressure from the public that hypocritical stance on Israel versus, you know, political stance on Israel, and then you have all these AKP-related businesses or AKP politicians very closely, intimately trading with Israel and stuff. They had to respond somewhat. They had to show that they were doing something. And the best, most effective, and most visible way of doing it would be to suspend Turkish Airlines flights, of which I think there must be over 30. And as I said, this was supposed to be one of the most profitable lines that Turkish Airlines operated.
Last month, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's AK Party suffered its worst electoral defeat in nationwide local elections. The Islamist Yeniden Refah Party, led by Fatih Erbakan, son of Erdogan's former political mentor Necmettin Erbakan, focused its campaign on condemning the Turkish president for continuing to trade with Israel. Analysts say Erbakan poses a severe threat to the religious base of Erdogan's AK party. İşdar Gözaydın is a Turkish religion and state relations specialist at Istanbul's İstinye University.
The son of Necmettin Erbakan, Fatih Erbakan, is once again an important figure, apparently. I think sort of the end is near for AKP, but I guess it will be replaced by the Yeniden Refah Partisi, which is headed by Fatih Erbakan.
Protests in Turkey are continuing against trade with Israel. However, Israeli analysts say trade and people interaction is vital to maintaining bilateral ties at times of diplomatic tension. Galia Lindenstrauss is an analyst with the Institute for National Security Studies in Tel Aviv.
It's unprecedented that there's no flights from Turkey to Israel and from Israel to Turkey. And that's a damage. That's a damage to the relationship because, of course, also for business relationship, it's very important to have a regular transport route, even in points of tension between Israel and Turkey. And we've had points of tensions. So there were things that kept the relations going, even though the political relations were in crisis. And one element was the economic relations. And part of this was also the travel connections and the transport connections between Turkey and Israel, and the fact that the people relations were enabled.
Even when Israeli forces in 2010 killed 10 Turkish citizens delivering aid by ship to Gaza, flights and trade between the countries were unaffected. But analysts warn, given the magnitude of the humanitarian crisis in Gaza with Israel's ongoing war against Hamas, this time could be different. Soli Özel teaches international relations at Istanbul's Kadarhas University.
This is a goddamn massacre that's going on for 6 months that people are watching live. And this is truly unconscionable. And that's why, and you know, the level of protest on this particular issue of trading with Israel has increased as the devastation became even worse. So this is of a different order, I really think.
With Israeli forces poised to launch a new offensive into Gaza, protests against ongoing Turkish trade with Israel is predicted to grow, adding further pressure on Erdogan. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul, Turkey.